شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Madam Chair. From the outset, I would like to commend you for having been elected to chair this session. I'd like to thank the speakers also for their very fruitful and significant contributions so far. We welcome the fact that this ninth session of the Independent Eminent Experts on the Implementation of the Durban Declaration Programme of Action is taking place. We welcome the work done between OHHR and the group of experts in the pursuit of the implementation of the provisions of the DDPA. 20 years after the International Conference to Combat Racism, we note that the challenges remain as to the implementation of the DDPA, especially with regards to remedies, compensation, and combating racism, racial discrimination, which asylum seekers face and migrants face, which is why we need, which is why the GA and the Human Rights Council have attached great importance to this DDPA, the whole process of the DDPA. Through statements, declarations, decisions, especially the Human Rights Council resolution for 38 District 18, which contains positive aspects to build on progress already achieved so far. All the more so given the awareness raising and providing information about the DDPA, Madam Chair. The delegation of Iraq would like to state that the outcome, the recommendations, already set forth at previous sessions, which invite states to achieve the necessary balance to combat hate speech and to promote the right to freedom of expression, and the respectful an opinion does not justify hate speech or racist speech in any way. Speech calling for hate, so hate speech. And this, all this is not part of this right to freedom of expression, which we need to create the appropriate climate so that we can combat these practices, bad practices, and extremism. This leads to racism and racial discrimination, which can then become societal and social violence. Madam Chair, we ask the group of experts to, in the context of their mandate, to record these comments in the annual reports submitted to the General Assembly. We also invite states parties through treaty bodies to review and revisit their own respective domestic laws to make sure that they are consistent with the need to combat hate speech whilst not violating the rights of other religions in order to adhere to the provisions of the DPA. Thank you very much.